In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. We continue once again our homilies on tradition, and we want to talk about how to recoup the tradition, specifically in our own lives, not just, I'm not going to talk about, in fact, about the priests, how they do it, but principally how the lay people can recoup it. We have observed that we must return to the tradition, and each and every generation has an obligation, a moral obligation, to accept the tradition, since the knowledge and means necessary for salvation is passed only on by means of the tradition. We therefore come to the point where we can discuss, so how do we recoup it? And basically, the way you recoup it is by embracing your patrimony, your Catholic patrimony. But what does that mean concretely? Well, for the laity, there are a number of things which they can do, and we have already suggested some already. They, being the proximate means by which their children receive the tradition, can and ought to buy traditional catechisms. In other words, the parents are principally the way in which the tradition is passed on. And by principle, I don't mean the official way it's passed on, but rather the way in the concrete that it is passed on in most cases, because let's face it, most of us receive the faith from our parents. These catechisms, so the parents should get a good kid, have good catechisms in the home. These catechisms can be a reference source for the family, and they can be the means by which the children are taught the tradition. If parents want their children to pass on the tradition, they must realize that their children will only do so if they receive it from someone. And normally the children receive the tradition from the parents. And this was kind of a common mistake that most parents thought all they had to do is send their kid to a Catholic school and then that sufficed for their obligations. But that's not true. The parents have to make sure that the kids are actually being taught what is necessary. For those parents who want a more detailed catechism, they can purchase the Catechism Explained by Francis Burago. Of course, there's always the Baltimore Catechism, which is a classic unto itself. Next, parents can learn and teach their children the traditional Catholic prayers, such as acts of faith, hope, and charity. And this comes around in two ways. They can teach the children from the books they buy for them. In other words, parents should buy little prayer books for their children. They must pray the prayers together with their children, and that's the second way. Tradition is not merely a thing passed on from one generation to the next. The act of tradition, that is, the act of passing on our Catholic heritage, also begets a set of habits in which the person who develops these habits is always seeking to know the tradition, to live it, and to pass it on. In other words, in passive tradition and receiving the tradition, it sets up a set of habits in the children and recognizing the tradition is a good thing, they're happy to receive it, that type of thing. Our current generation, however, is in the habit of novelty, and that is why the tradition is so difficult for many of them, because the tradition is not just a thing but an action. That is, it's a way of living. This way of living is manifest in traditional prayer, morals, and the spiritual life, and that's what the parents primarily have to seek to beget in their children. That is, the habit of traditional prayer, morals, and spiritual life. One of the principal ways in which parents can ensure the passing of the tradition to their grandchildren is to make sure that their children, their own children, are reared and formed in the proper understanding and the living of the moral and theological virtues. Traditional Catholicism has always rested upon a core code of conduct, which we call morals. The Church has always held that certain things are morally right and certain things are morally wrong. That is, some things are just sinful and some things aren't. Some things are gravely sinful and some things aren't. Parents must teach their children the traditional morality. Otherwise, the tradition will be blocked. This follows from the fact that dissolute living finds moral principles and principles in general repugnant, since they are seen as a way of taking away a person's freedom and appetitive license. In other words, if you don't teach people morals and expect them to live by them and teach them how to live by them and how to develop the virtues, you will simply have unprincipled children. And this is really one of the biggest problems we're up against in the traditional movement, is that even the traditionalists very often are unprincipled. This we'll talk about later. If a child is taught virtue and lives virtuously, the sweetness and joy of virtue will help him to lead a principled life. And so he will recognize the need to conform himself to principles that are passed on by the tradition. If he is immoral, he will more than likely reject the tradition. A collapse in morality in any culture or society is always accompanied by a rejection of the tradition. Parents can also buy and read books which will inform them about the Catholic faith. This provides them with the knowledge necessary to form their children. The books will also be available for the children as they get older to read for themselves. A traditional Catholic family should always have a modest-sized library, determined by the financial means of the family, which serves as a source of knowledge and inspiration for those in the home. It provides an external sign for those in the house that we must conform ourselves to the tradition and not tradition to ourselves. In other words, the modest library becomes the standard by which they realize, okay, this is what I need to know, this is what I judge whether I believe is correct or not against. The parents, depending on the degree of their knowledge and education, can go back to the sources of tradition, as we have mentioned, such as the magisterial documents and the writing of the saints. They can also be sure to have some hagiographical texts. Now, hagiographical just means books about the saints, which provide them and their children with examples of saints who led lives of purity and holiness. By obtaining these books, one is in fact laying claim to one's patrimony. Our patrimony and tradition are not something that is lost. They are not something which we can go back to unless we have personally abandoned them. In other words, it is a matter of merely accepting them. Our Catholic patrimony is available if we are willing to accept it and pass it on to the next generation. Yet the ladies must recognize that the default position in which people fall into today is simply theological error. In other words, there seems to be a general atmosphere of theological and philosophical error, both among the members of the church and in society, so that unless one is put in contact with the tradition or accepts it on his own, he's just going to fall into error. It's just the nature of the situation. The atmosphere, in a certain sense, as one breathes in, because it's so imbued with modernism and immanentism, then what's going to happen is, unless one does something, he is simply going to fall into the default error of modernism. And so unless one is deeply rooted in the faith by being knowledgeable and committed to the tradition, more than likely that person will simply fall into modernism. In fact, the modernism is so pervasive, again, this is something we're going to talk about later, most traditionalists are modernists, and they don't even realize it. Culture is often influenced by art, and so parents must adorn their home with Christian art. If their children see that the art which is placed throughout the home, they will see the Catholic tradition is part of it. This practice will have a direct impact on the catechetical and intellectual formation of the child. The parents themselves must lead a Catholic life. They can, if they can, they should attend a traditional mass and have their children receive the sacraments according to the traditional rites. If their children go to the ancient rite of mass, it will have a formative effect on the children. It's based upon the principle of lex credendi, lex orandi. Or it's also the reverse of that, lex orandi, lex credendi. The law of prayer, in other words, how you pray determines how you believe. If the children see the parents engaging in traditional prayer and pious devotions, this will teach the children how they are to lead their lives. Parents must pray traditional prayers and engage in traditional pious practices with their children. This is one of the principal ways that the tradition is a living thing. One simply cannot exhaust the different ways in which parents and clergy can recoup their heritage and patrimony. By seeking knowledge of and living a faith imbued with tradition, parents and clergy will pass on that heritage to their children. By doing so, they will partake in the sacred act of tradition, and by doing so, they will, like any other sacred act, they can gain merit in heaven by doing so. In other words, it's a good and holy thing to engage in tradition. All of us are obliged to engage in passive tradition, that is, the act of receiving of the sacred tradition from those who go before us. All of us are obliged to lead lives in congruity with the tradition, and for some, that means that they must engage in active tradition, that is, the act of passing on what is given to them, each according to his own measure and state in life. But like any other sacred act, we depend upon the grace and providence of God, who is the very author of that tradition. We pray for that God to grant the members of the church the grace to receive willingly and to pass on zealously the glory, the magnificence, the wonder, which is the sacred Catholic tradition. In the next homily, we will talk about the problems in recouping the tradition. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, amen.